This is HPR episode 2772 entitled, My Applications and Software Part 3. It is hosted by Tony Hughes aka TonyH1212 and is about 10 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is a short show about the software I use in Linux Mint.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio listeners. This is Tony Hughes from Blackpool in the UK, here for another episode. In my recent episodes, HPR 2738 and HPR 2746, I talked about some of the applications and software I regularly use as part of my day-to-day use of Linux Mint. This follow-up show will continue with a few more of the same. To start off with, if you've got an install of any computer, you, at some stage you're going to want to print out documents and photos or just whatever it is that you need to print out, basically. The most common way of doing this to connect a printer to a Linux system is the use of CUPS, which stands for the Common Unix Printing Software. Printing in Linux with this utility is fairly well supported. If you don't have a recent printer, it's a good chance that CUPS will be able to find a driver for your particular model. If a Linux one hasn't been supplied when you bought it through the manufacturer's or through the manufacturer's support site. In the menu, just search for print and it will bring up an application for adding a new printer. Do a search for your particular printer model and then it'll give you an option. If it can't find an exact match for your particular printer, it'll give you an option to add a generic driver that should get your printer up and running. I found that most HP and Epson and a few other models work fairly flawlessly once the printer software has been installed, although it's a little bit more complicated if you've got these devices that also include a scanner. You may find that you've got to jump through a few hoops to get the scanner working on those models. But generally, you should be able to get your printer working fairly easily with CUPS in Linux. The next piece of software that I use is around disk management for partitioning and formatting disks. I use a couple of utilities. One's Gparted, which I've been using for many years. This is a fully featured disk management tool for formatting and partitioning disks. Just be aware that if you want to partition the disk that's actually installed in the machine, you'll probably need a live USB stick or CD with Gparted installed to be able to do it while the disk is installed in the machine, or you'll need to attach that particular disk to another machine that's got Linux on it with Gparted installed, because obviously you can't partition the disk that's being used to run the machine. But Gparted is a fairly good tool for wiping and repartitioning and reformatting disks. Great thing to get to grips with. Another one which is I've just recently come across is a utility called Disks, which is installed with Linux Mint out of the box. And as well as being able to partition and format disk, you can actually use this as a backup utility to clone images and have a clone of the disk stored elsewhere. Obviously, depending on the size of your hard drive, you can either do a full disk image which you may need to store on a larger hard drive off the machine. Or with this piece of software, you can actually just image particular partitions. So if you have your hard drive on your main machine SDA partition to have a separate home folder, which you can use with other installs, you can just copy the partition that's got the actual live Linux installation on it. So you could actually image that and save that as a backup, and you can just reinstall that if needed at some future date. So that's disk partitioning and disk utilities. The next one many people use to read PDFs is Document Viewer. I've not come across a distribution that doesn't have some form of PDF viewer, but in Linux Mint out of the box it's called Document Viewer. And basically it's just what it says in the tin. It views PDFs. It's nothing fancy. You can't really do anything else with it other than read PDFs, but it's good enough for that. If you want something a bit more complex for editing PDF, there are other pieces of software available, but this particular one is just a basic viewer so that you can read PDF files. So if you've gone through them, you may want to add other software to add, say, a piece of software that will edit PDFs. And there's three tools in Linux that you can use for adding new software. The first one's the Software Manager, which is a GUI-based software installer. And that's in Linux Mint. It's available under the menu by default. It's the top one under System. But you may find it in other distros. It might be hidden in the menu somewhere. But Software Manager is a fairly easy one. And in Linux Mint also, it includes the management of Flatpaks, as one of the options is to install Flatpak versions of various pieces of software. The second software manager is the Synaptic Package Manager. And this is the GUI package that enables you to do apt without having to go into a command line or terminal. And you can open the Synaptic Package Manager. The great thing about Synaptic Package Manager, I find, is you can actually type in a type of software and it'll find you utilities and pieces of software that are related to that. So if you don't know exactly what you're looking for, you can just type in video and it'll come up with all the packages that are to do with video, and then you can have a scroll through and see if you can find something that fits your bill. So I sometimes find that useful if I don't know what a piece of software is called. And then finally, I mentioned it just briefly then, obviously there's the terminal. And in the terminal, you can open the terminal and run apt commands for updating the system and installing new software. Apt get install and then the name of a package will quickly find that package, tell you how much it's going to download and what dependencies it's going to download, and then you'll be able to install it. So if you know the name of the package and you know what you're going to have to type into the terminal to get that package, then using the terminal to install software can sometimes be a bit quicker than having to jump through the hoops of going into the Software Manager or going into Synaptic. So quite often I'll find myself, particularly when I'm doing updates, I'll find myself just opening terminal and doing sudo apt-get update, sudo apt-get upgrade, and my system will be updated straight off, no problem. And just finally, we're talking about the terminal. There's one piece of software that is actually terminal-based, and that's that I use, and that's Get iPlayer. And this is a little utility that's useful for if you want to view or listen to online content that's available in the iPlayer, BBC iPlayer, either videos or audio. you can download them and listen to, you know, watch or listen to them on your host machine, and get iPlayer as a nice piece of software. If you're not sure how to get hold of it or install it, if you do a search for get iPlayer install instructions a web browser, you'll soon find plenty of instructions on the internet about how to install Get iPlayer. It's a cracking little piece of kit, and it means that you can you don't have to watch something online before the 28 days are up, or however long it is that they'll leave it available for you to watch online. Well, that's it for this episode. I might come back with a few more, or I might change track and do something else for the next episode. Well, that's me, Tony Hughes in Blackpool in the UK, signing off for now. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.